dependence.
Welcome to America Tonight. Heading into the weekend, should be a good one, folks. We got our cheap movie review coming up. It includes Batman. Oh, yeah. It's time once again for The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight Rises. And some of these previews have been pretty interesting to watch. Word on the street is this could be the biggest box office blast in a very long, long time. We'll see. It does look interesting. It is a long movie. It'll take you about 3 hours to go and see it because it's 2.5 running time plus getting the seat and all of that. So it's about 3 hours. That's what your experience would be like. I think there's going to be a lot of highs and lows in this one. The first one was so, so well done. Heath Ledger, if he hadn't died, can you imagine if he had been in this repeat one in some form? He was so good in that first one. Which brings me to my little poll. You can participate, and it's a lot of fun, because actually people have been sending me emails throughout the entire show as to who their favorite Batman is. Is it Pierce Brosnan? Timothy Dalton, perhaps? Sean Connery? Roger Moore? Christian Bale, the current guy? Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney. Boy, there have been a lot of people that have worn the suit. Who do you think wears it the best? Who is the hands-down best Batman? I say Adam West. I'm going old school. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE for grins. We're throwing that into the middle of the serious stuff that we're talking about. And it's because we are so tired of pulling our hair out and saying the same things over and over again. Now, are we going to see any kind of a payoff? What's going to happen on Election Day? We're under 4 months away from electing perhaps new people to the Senate and the House and maybe the presidency, because now even in closed door meetings anyway, the Democrats are admitting that they're worried a little bit. It's not as close as I think they thought it was going to be. So what changed between the time the Republicans first took the stage last June to this point? And the answer is the economy hasn't improved. If we have never elected a president who's had an economy where joblessness is at 8-point-whatever, unemployment benefits are getting up there each and every month. And it's frightening to think about how close maybe all of us are to being wiped away. I mean, think about this for a second. What if tomorrow you get hit by one of these crazy windstorms and your roof, part of your roof, gets chunked out because of it? Well, you got to fix that roof. Are you replacing the whole roof because they only last 8 years? What are you doing? And this is what people are faced with trying to come up with, $8,500 to fix a roof. I know someone that just had to do it. That is a scary number, very, very scary. You could patchwork it in the case of a roof, but it wouldn't be advisable, especially if you ended up doing the sale thing. People need to know that their roof is really above them and is protecting them from the elements outside. All right, speaking of protecting your friends, let's say, Joe Biden comes out of the woodwork. I mean, usually this guy is with the powder puff girls. He's that mellow and lets things ride. This time he's been called into action. And he was talking to a group of people in Columbus, Ohio, and he accused Mitt Romney and the Republicans of fostering a business environment that promotes outsourcing. He accused Romney of taking his business experience on the road of his campaign and even credited him with creating jobs not at home but overseas. So, you know, it's about checks and balances, and when you don't have checks and balances, that's when I think things can go sideways, and probably why they're running Biden out there, because as much as he's put his foot in his mouth, he's also been able to come back and beat his chest for some of the things that he's been able to accomplish. So Biden going after Romney as the attack dog on outsourcing, and outsourcing for Romney, because, you know, Biden said the people that are willing to generate incentive for companies to outsource jobs are guilty of promoting other countries and betting on China. So have we been betting on China for all these years? Now they have our debt dangling on the end of a thread somewhere, and all we can do is sit by helplessly. And maybe, you know, actually, what direction do you go in after that? The surprise is gone. The element of surprise is so far, 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 far gone. All right, some of the other things that we're also going to kick around for you. We haven't done the numbers. I love We Can Count because there's so many numbers to look at, not just from the world of sports, but from whatever across the board. And when I say whatever, because I know we all have eclectic tastes, you might start playing ping pong, or you might start picking up something completely different. And it's not that far-fetched. It's not that unusual at all. And in the business of business and in the business of politics, in mixing the two together, is the magic elixir going to be Mitt Romney? Or no, it's Obama for another four more years. But this time around, the stimulus will be different. This time around, you'll have access to the monies that you don't have access to right now. There's very, very broad strokes coming out of this president, very, very broad. And is all of a sudden he going to turn into a pointillist, an impressionist, where he drills it all down? I hate to be cynical, but I'm going to say I don't think so. I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think so. Coming up in our next segment for this hour of America tonight, Iowa workers suddenly were stunned by CEO's downfall. And what does that mean? Iowa getting slapped hard with a couple of different things. Some of you listening to me in Ottumwa, especially when it comes to the drought and how tough that's been for so many people. But workers at a bankrupt Iowa, the CEO that I was talking about, where you never know, you think you have the safest job in the world. Workers at this Iowa brokerage and other firms owned a business that was part of the $20 million fraud scandal. They say they are stunned by the election collapses and are trying to rebuild their lives. And this is out of Waterloo. It's about 75 workers of Penguin Financial Group and two other companies called Russ Wasendorf's, and pointing at somebody else too. So there was information about unemployment, job training, and other benefits. And workers from the brokerage, an upscale Italian restaurant that Wasendorf opened, his charitable foundation and his publishing company, were all in attendance. But here's the thing: was a good time had by all, or what? By the numbers, next, We Can Count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,587.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,627.61, $813.81 for a half ounce, or $406.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,627.61, $813.81, and $406.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. Topping We Can Count ugly numbers when it comes to joblessness. People that are just stung and stunned often when they find themselves being put in yet another category, and this one unpleasant to say the least. But the city's unemployment rate rose to that number in June, even as the private sector created 11,000-plus jobs. The state Labor Department released the stats. Wall Street added 2,200 workers in June. That boosted the total employment to 173,000. The addition of the pattern for June, while New York Stock Exchange member firms typically are going after interns, that helped. So that shows kind of a weird conflicting signal, if you will. There's no true pattern of the increase in the unemployment rate and the increase in jobs, probably reflected workers who commute into the city for their jobs. And that's the thing that they're looking at. So they have to make a few adjustments. But when you say that number, boy, the private sector growth rate, 2.5 above the state's 1.9, and the gains lower than expected, but in breaking it out, you can see where they made the most stride, and that's why they break it down that way. So the U.S. employment rate is 8.2% in June. The latest job statistics show that while New York has regained all of that private sector, I keep mentioning the jobs that they lost during the recession, the United States has only recouped 42% of its lost jobs. As economies improve, more people typically start looking for work, which can drive the unemployment rate higher. It drives it up. And, of course, you knew that. All right, so numbers. That's just one number. We got plenty more in store for you. And other numbers that I looked at, I'll tell you, once you start doing this thing and you look at everything as a number. I'm not a numerologist and I don't believe in all that stuff. But there is a thing about a correlation of numbers that I'm starting to see. So I'm not going to call people crazy. I'm going to call them optimistic. Let's put it that way. Optimistic as to what can happen. So if we cruise around and try to come up with a game plan on we can count and just looking through emails and ditching others, there are definitely things that we can count on and things that we can look at and say, oh, yeah, I understand what happened there. I must have been out of my mind. What was I thinking? What was I thinking? How about all the flap over Chick-fil-A? For the first time in a very long time, they've taken a stand against gay marriage, and then the reactions are rolling in, including company president Dan Cathy telling a Buddhist website that the chain is guilty as charged when it comes to closing Sundays and for families to spend more time together. Isn't that a nice sentiment? That they close all the restaurants on Sundays so that these families can stay together, so that these families can have a weekend or at least a couple of days in the together. So I'm going to say thumbs up on that. Remember, you can always throw in with us, even if we're in the middle of We Can Count, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Part of the shake includes the fact that now even in studying smoking, now even a new study says that the lack of exercise kills as many as smoking. So, that, you know, call it even and do what you can do. But doesn't it make sense to go with the gut? Go with the gut on this one. I'm gonna say it's pretty tough to figure that out. I'm not sure what the number is. I know what the number is for Lay's potato chips. Do you get Lay's potato chips or Hers potato chips or whatever kind they happen to be? And they're now, Lay's is offering a $1 million prize for someone who creates the best overall potato chip. And you think of all the flavors they have now. If you can come up with a flavored chip and you become one of the three finalists, they will put that chip out all over the place. That's the idea. Get people excited about certain trips and then tweak them. So while people are sitting around and having time to talk about it, the mention of lack of exercise kills, they say, roughly as many as smoking. And that's a good thing because it's such a Hail Mary. Oh, it's such a tough, tough Hail Mary. Americans generally in the last active region anyway, followed by the area out of the Mediterranean, covering countries like Iraq, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, countries in Africa, and Southeast Asia were the most active. How about that? The most active. And, you know, this is one of those, I don't want to say it's an aha moment, that's so copied, but it is maybe deja vu. It is one of those deja vu movies. And we see ultimately what's happening in drinking water and drinking anything but soda pretty much is what the recommendation is to watch for that and really watch for it, because it's not just so much about, hey, you might want to be careful with the calories. The idea is, if you don't, if you don't, you've got the sugar high and you have to put up with it. Okay, so I want to talk more about the Tasty potato chip offer. And can you imagine if you sat there and developed a cool tasting chip, you could just sell it to the Lay's people. And if you're one of three finalists, woohoo, that means a trip somewhere cool, hopefully. Maybe a trip to, well, the lobster house is knocked out. Maybe a trip to the sunken ship. The Navy decided they were going to build concrete ships during World War II. One of the ships was in New Jersey, didn't get very far, and literally it was like a stone's throw away from the house. So with the weather that we're expected this year, better to be safe rather than sorry. Rather to be safe rather than sorry. You heard me that. Not to mother this very, very smart crowd. Batman setting the all-time bar. Is it high or is it lower? Is it high or is it lower? In the meantime, San Francisco considers strict outdoor smoking bans except for medical marijuana. Ooh. Nice exceptions. There's always a way to wiggle in. There's always exceptions to the rule, isn't there? I'm going to say absolutely there's exceptions to the rule. Oh, my. And finally, topping things off, people are running for their lives once again, getting out of Damascus because the battle is now in its fifth day. It's been so, so deadly at this point. So neighbors encircled Damascus for a fifth straight day on Thursday, a day after President al-Assad, says the key security aides have been killed, and in a very brazen attack, really just shocking that he was able to attack it. That's where we're at. So the bombing close to Assad's own residents called into question the ability of a government that depends on an insular group of loyalists to function effectively as it battles a tough opposition. If you have any thoughts on America Tonight in any form, including our features, oh, please send them to me next on ATN. Go to the website, ATN.net.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Continental Drift continues to rake in the dough at the box office. At the summertime, a good time to take kids to the movies. A lot of grandparents are babysitting. A lot of families are taking vacations together. This is the big one. This is the big mama. The Dark Knight Rises. I know I sound like a kid. It's because I love the whole Batman thing. Probably because I watched Batman when I was a kid with my brother. That was the thing that we did together. We watched Batman and Spider-Man and Dudley Do-Right and Mighty Mouse. But anyway, our favorite was always Batman, the whole thing of the cave and Alfred and Robin, his sidekick. And they've really taken the franchise to a whole different place. The Dark Knight's going to be tough to get in the door. A lot of places have already sold tickets out. And this is a long movie. I've mentioned this a couple times, but 2 hours and 44 minutes, add in the preview time and other nonsense, and it's definitely over three. It's been 8 years since Batman just disappeared into the night. Just turned away in an instant from a hero kind of guy to a fugitive. And he took the blame for the death of the DA, Harvey Dent. And he sacrificed pretty much everything. So Christian Bale is back. Michael Caine is back. Gary Oldman. Morgan Freeman, part of this cast and crew. And Hathaway, also part of the cast as well. Sit back for a second and really listen to this snippet of The Dark Knight.
There's a storm coming. You sound like you're looking forward to it.
I'm adaptable.
What are you?
I'm Gotham's Reckoning.
Severe.
Do you think he's coming back?
I don't know.
How'd you run, Bane?
You should be as afraid of him as I am.
I won't bury you. I've buried enough members of the Wayne family.
You don't owe these people anymore. You've given them everything.
Not everything. Not yet.
My mother warned me about getting into cars with strange men.
This isn't a car.
Wow. And this was filmed in a couple of different places, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in Los Angeles, in India, and in London, England. It's PG-13, by the way, so not R, PG-13. And I already mentioned the time of this movie. Lots of different stars in it. And here we go again. Commissioner Gordon, hope for the greater good that he'd get his man back. And for a time it kind of worked, but now you got this dark night. And what is the danger here? I don't want to spoil it for you, but Batman, I think, is going to be huge, but we'll see. It's all in the box office. We move from Batman to another movie that starts with a B, and another movie that has a chance to, at least with an independent kind of film audience, to do pretty decent. I think they should be okay. Not anything near The Dark Knight Rises, but 30 Beats is the name of this flick.
What happened? Anything interesting?
It's all about the fluidity of sexual energy and self-control. I'm just
don't tell me you haven't heard of booty calls. That's what this is, isn't it? No dating, no relationship.
How are you feeling this week, Laura?
Rule number one, no meeting in public. Rule number two, no forward plans.
I want to do it. With you.
Rule number three, no pillow talk.
You're gay.
I slept with you.
Did you sleep with her?
Sleep like sleep or sleep like sex?
Come on.
Number four, not more than once a month.
Well, that one sucks.
Sure.
Do you know what they used to say in Babylon? It was bad luck for a man to reject a woman who freely gave herself.
In Babylon? Don't look at me like that. We can't do this.
I'm in love. I mean, not with you. Don't worry.
What makes you think it's really love?
The sea of love. I want to tell you.
It's what you just thought about, what I think you thought about. Something really sexual.
I'm in touch with my impulses.
Your impulses? They play tricks on you.
I knew you were my man. I want to tell you how
All right, so you got 10 people in this one are characters, and you kind of get the gist. I think the snippet we played there tells you what it's all about. Paz de la Huerte might be somebody you recognize, and Justin Kirk, not sure. This movie is rated R, no question about it. I still think it finds its audience. We go from the PG-13, the R, to the Queen of Versailles. Take a listen.
My name is David Siegel.
My name is Jackman Siegel.
I am the founder, CEO of the largest timeshare company in the world.
I'm a 43-year-old mother of eight.
I thought she was the most beautiful girl in the world.
It took me a while to fall in love with him.
We have a great relationship.
There's 30 years between us, but he doesn't need Viagra. At least there is that option if he does, like, I don't know, 10 years from now.
We never thought out to build the biggest house in America. It just kind of happened.
It's bigger than the White House.
Two tennis courts.
30 bathrooms.
Full-size baseball field.
10 kitchens.
Antique furniture.
90,000 square feet.
Oh, my God.
No, that's not my room. That's my closet.
No way. Nothing's really normal about this life.
We're in line to do $1 billion in sales for the year. We're on top of the world. And it came to a screeching halt.
The market fell over 700 points.
I would say it's touch and go right now.
We don't talk about financial problems. I guess I'll have to watch the movie to find out what's going on in my life.
Well, everything changes.
This is almost like a riches to rags story. She knows we need to cut back, but she's still compulsive.
What time is it now?
Well, if I could afford a watch, I would tell you. Bankers are like vultures.
Our big problem is Vegas.
Our lenders have made it very clear that he'll have more money than he knows what to do with. He can go back to building his house if he turns over this building.
Over my dead body.
You can buy the palace that timeshare mogul David Siegel already wants to sell.
Just think of the bright side. You might not have to clean this house.
The American dream is raising way up above what you started with, and that is what she has done.
When you're down is when you find out who your true friends are.
You get strength from your marriage?
No.
I'm in this fantasy world, you know, until reality hits.
All right, this could be anyone in America. Boy, they thought they had the big bucks, and you heard her mention 90,000 square foot palace inspired by Versailles. That's why it's called that. And then everything collapses. They were doing the timeshare thing, and his line, which was clever, from rags to riches to rags to what? And this movie is an hour and 40 minutes. It actually looks pretty interesting, to be honest. It would be, I think it'd be a good rental. It's maybe one you're not running out to see right now saying, oh, I gotta see it, it's Batman's weekend, but I'm gonna go see this flick. But it would be a definite watch as a rental eventually in the next 6-7 months. Just make a mental note. And I think it would be one of those clever, well-done documentaries, let's say. All right, we're heading for the exits, and we got a great odds and ends coming up next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Appropriate to end with Jive Talking. All right, this is Odds and Ends. I'm Kate Delaney. The show is America Tonight. If you just tuned in for the first time, please come back because this is a little sampling of what we have. And you never know who you're going to catch on the show or what we're going to be talking about. There is the obvious, what we call low-hanging fruit, to bash on what's happening politically. And, hey, it is fun. That's what it's about. It's the tug of war. And we care because I care about upholding as many rights as possible. I'm hanging on to everything for dear life, like all of you, because we want to thrive and we want to survive, and we want to do more than that. We want to thrive, and we, many of us anyway, feel like the politicians are ripping us off, and they are, because it's all about reaction instead of action. You know, I could go on, and I usually do, but right now I'm shoving my soapbox underneath the table and instead talking about a couple of other things. All right, get ready. Hang on. The NFL may have to hire replacement referees, just like the movie The Replacements. It's replacement referees and players. So in this case, it's not players, but it's referees, which is big because where are you getting the referees from? And once they go down this road, what is it going to do to the beginning part of the season? Who is it that they put in place with all the games? But actually, watching it all play out could be pretty tough, because for some players, risking injuries, other things that can happen, that they would have to be worried, I would think, on the field. I would think they have to be worried about that. So let's see what happens. I mean, let's see what happens there. Maybe it's canceled. But not good news, certainly. Not good news for the people outside of the White House. Here's the deal. The players, I'm using the word White House because the White House was trying to intervene in a sense in this. You know how the politics and sports somehow end up getting mixed up in the same pot? Oh, there's an issue with steroids. Let's have a hearing. Oh, baseball can't solve its labor problem. Let's have a hearing. Oh, football's in trouble. They're in trouble with their referees. Let's have a hearing. Let's have a beer summit. It doesn't work that way. So the upshot of it is the NFL has called its offer to the officials pretty fair, very fair, saying it includes a 7-year deal with annual compensation increases of between 5 and 11%. According to the league, soon somebody can earn between $115,000 in 2011 and would earn more than $183,000 in 2018 under the proposal. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. So the NFL used replacement officials for the opening weekend of the 2001 season. So do we want to go back there? Then came the September 11th terrorist attacks, and a new group was formed after that, and this kind of got lost in the shuffle. And we've had the Buddha on, Steve Budin, to talk about what's the next big sport, and how often does he say women's volleyball? Women's volleyball or women's hoop? But women's hoop is not going to replace replacement referees on the field in the NFL this year. Not by a long shot. Not by a long shot. All right, veering off in a different direction. This is huge news and so sad. I love this guy. Love, love, love him. I think he's hilarious. I've seen him in a ton of movies. You've probably seen the same movies. Best in Show was absolutely one of them, but he also was in the movie Anchorman, and he was so funny. He has the funniest way of speaking, and his mannerisms, I guess, go along with that too as well. Well, he was arrested, and of course he's out, but he was arrested after lewd conduct, and here's how the story goes. Frighteningly familiar to the Pee Wee Herman story. But Fred Willard was picked up in L.A. for lewd conduct in a Hollywood adult movie theater. The show that he, you know, after he was cast in the Market Warriors, they fired him on Thursday. Willard is 72 years old, and I mentioned this already. He's known for Best in Show. You could throw in Spinal Tap there and a bunch of others, too. So, in looking at what he did, the conduct, I mean, what did, here's what I don't understand. How were they able to find him? I mean, I don't get it. I'm thinking in a theater, I'm thinking the whole thing. But it doesn't matter. They arrested him on Wednesday night. It was reported first early on Thursday morning. So how's that they did that? Anyway, they were surprised and they realized who it was. And the candidates, the roles that he's played aren't unlike some of the candidates that, in a way, that Pee Wee Herman has played and the comparisons between the two men are pretty interesting now at this point. The Pee Wee Herman TV show and several movies is Paul Rubens, what he was a part of. But Willard was a veteran comedic actor who appeared in about 200 films. He portrays characters who seem absent-minded, let's say, or a little bit not as likable, as kind of clumsy likable, I guess is the best way to say it. I like him. He was great in Best in Show, like I said. If you've never seen Best in Show, here's a thing that you can pick up for a song, and is a real crowd pleaser. So I'd love to know more details on what happened, because it sounds, I mean, there's just no details on it, and it seems a little bit odd. Where are the details? What specifically did he do? Is he went into a theater? They're saying he had lewd behavior. Well, they must have had something on him, or how could they do it? They say he was caught by the police watching movies with his pants down, but that couldn't be confirmed. We tried to confirm that, and nobody could confirm it. I didn't see that anywhere else. Supposedly, that's what happened. So his PR person released a statement saying, with all due respect to the officer, our belief is that Fred did nothing in any violation of any law. We will be working vigorously to try and clear his name in this matter. Oh, I hope that all this goes away. And that's probably what his advisor is telling him. It goes away. Give it some time. However, it's not going to happen overnight by anybody's definition. It's not happening overnight. I mentioned this at the top, I think, briefly. The drought is the worst we've seen. It's going to be terrible on food prices, whether you are a dairy person, a meat person, or a mixture of both. This is not going to be any kind of a walk in the park, because as grain prices keep rolling up, 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 with the U.S. drought, food worry is spreading, not just here in the United States, but others who rely on us. I think it's going to be very, very tough. It's going to be major cutbacks. Eek! Thanks so much to Donovan Madsen for his terrific help on all of the controls, wherever they might be in the mothership. He knows where they are. And all of you for listening to America Tonight. Great emails, gang. Thanks.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.